Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
It is possible to shine brightly in this culture. And it's just as I was preparing for this show, thinking about that, two very distinct differences between shining brightly for Christ and self-ambitious success. Because you can shine brightly, as you do, as Aaron Schust and Jeremy Camp, you shine brightly and God has blessed you with success, but they're not one and the same. So do me a favor and just make a distinction between these two from an outside looking in.
You know, it comes down to motive, and I think one of the things that you have to be okay without it. So, like, I have to be okay if only, you know, me and my family are the only ones that read my books, because God puts them on my heart, and I'm going to be obedient, and I'm going to write them. My son-in-law, Kyle, he's just about to release his first song as a solo artist. He's a singer. He was with a Christian group before, a Christian band. And now, he ended up going on his own and being a solo artist. So he's getting ready to do that. So he's at these beginning stages. And I watch him, and he has such the right motive. He wants to do this for God. And that's all that matters to him, is he is able to be a light for Christ. People have, he's really good looking. He's got a great voice. And several times producers have said, hey, you know, why don't you do pop music? And he likes pop music, you know. It's like, why don't you do pop music, and then you can really have a big platform. And Kyle's like, no, I will not. I don't want to do that for me, for him. It would be selling out to where God is calling him to go. And even if it's a smaller platform, he's going to shine brightly as a Christian singer, because that's what God's calling him to do. So I think, you know, when you are in tune with where God is calling you and you are true to that, then that's your motivation. I think motivation is the key to all of this, because, you know, if you find yourself going, okay, now I need to go get a slick wardrobe, and how can I, what's my vibe going to be? Those are secondary thoughts. You know, they're sure, branding is a part of everything, but those thoughts should not be the dominating motivation.
Yeah. And you can start out with a great motive, but this is, like you say, something you check along the way, because a person with great motives can lose their way, and a person with wrong motives, God can purify along the way. But it's not a once and for all. It's a constant, continual surrender, isn't it?
It is. And I think, you know, one of the things my dad said to me, and I still hold on to all the time, is just don't believe it. So when it's not going well and people are throwing barbs at you, if you're doing what God's calling you to do, then don't believe it. You know, stay true to him. Mm. But if you're doing what he's called you to do and it's wildly successful, you know, I'm at a place where it's beyond my wildest imagination, beyond what I could have asked or imagined for his glory. But if I start to believe that somehow I'm something special other than just the vessel that he's using, I literally will have lost all of what God's called me to do.
Hmm. Well, and I'm thinking of that person. We have a lot of listeners who are aspiring authors and writers. What advice do you have for that person starting out, especially with what you've learned after these years in the industry?
Well, you know, I mean, on a practical note, I would say write the story that God has called you to write. Now, maybe that means you need to connect with Christian Writers Guild, Jerry Jenkins Group, or some other writers' workshops so that you can perfect the craft of writing, you know, the kind of the nuts and bolts of it, and then get the story written. There's no story to sell without a story. So first you have to write the book that God's called you to write. But I think that from that point on, it's hold on to that dream loosely, because God might have something else that comes out of left field that you didn't see coming when you're in his word, praying, when your motivation is just to please him and to be used by him. He'll show you what that next thing is supposed to be.